Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, December 19th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has shared new information regarding the iPhone Fold's production timeline. According to Kuo, development of the foldable iPhone is behind his earlier expectations, but the product is still expected to be announced in the second half of 2026. Kuo explains that due to early stage yield and ramp up challenges, actual smooth, widespread availability of the device, however, might not occur until 2027. So with limited supply and expected strong demand, the foldable iPhone could be facing shortages until at least early 2027. Kuo explains that it could be similar to the iPhone X model, where it's announced simultaneously with the rest of the iPhone lineup, but sales and mass production will be later. Users may only get the actual product towards the end of the year or even early 2027. Kuo explained that Apple sees the foldable as a device that it needs to launch next year, even if the volume is small. The company is reportedly estimating shipments of between 8 and 10 million for the first iPhone Fold, which comparatively to the rest of the iPhone lineup is quite small. But for a first-generation, hard-to-produce product, Apple will need to work hard to secure those numbers. We expect more iPhone Fold rumors to emerge in the coming year, ahead of the device's launch in the fall of 2026. Next up today, if you've visited the Apple Music app this week, eagerly looking for the weekly refresh of your favorites mix, you were probably disappointed when you couldn't find it. However, it turns out that Apple is just rebranding the favorites mix. It's now simply called the Your Essentials playlist in your Apple Music library. It'll still be updated every Tuesday, just like the previous favorites mix. Apple says the logic is the same too. The playlist will include the songs that you can't live without, and the more you use Apple Music, the more essential these songs become. Apple likely rebranded the favorites mix to avoid confusion with the favorite songs playlist, which contains songs you've manually favorited on Apple Music. So now you have that favorite songs playlist that you control, along with the algorithmically generated Essentials playlist that's updated every week. It's a small change, but one that I've already seen lead to some confusion on social media. Your Apple Music favorites mix hasn't gone anywhere, it just has a new name, and that's called Your Essentials. In other news today, Apple has announced its annual Ring in the New Year challenge for Apple Watch users. The challenge is set for January, and it encourages you to begin 2026 on the right foot. You can earn the award by closing all three of your activity rings, your calories, your exercise, and your stand rings for 7 days in a row. The challenge will run from January 7th through January 31st. You can complete the challenge with your Apple Watch using any app that records data to the fitness app on your iPhone. These activity challenges are meant to promote using the Apple Watch's health features and fitness tracking capabilities. Apple has held the Ring in the New Year challenge most years since 2016. You can also complete the challenge using Apple Fitness Plus, which is Apple's own workout service that offers a variety of different categories of content. If you successfully complete the challenge, you'll get a medal that appears in the fitness app on your iPhone and Apple Watch, as well as exclusive stickers that you can use in FaceTime and iMessage. Again, the challenge starts on January 7th and runs through January 31st. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Before the year wraps up, make sure your digital life and your business are backed up. Backblaze protects everything on your device automatically, from family photos to work projects, financial records, and more. This means you'll never lose what matters most. Until the end of the month, 9to5Mac listeners can get 30% off with code 9to5XMAS. That's 9to5XMAS. Just hit the link in the show notes or go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out this week, we're expecting to see an OLED MacBook Pro launching as part of a major redesign as soon as the end of 2026 or early 2027. But up until now, we hadn't heard anything about when Apple might bring OLED display technology to the iMac. A new supply chain report this week, however, says that that's something Apple is now working on. As it stands right now, Apple is currently in the third stage of a four-stage roadmap for its displays. The company kicked off with IPS LCD displays with conventional backlighting, before introducing the same technology with improved backlighting using mini LED. The company is now in the midst of transitioning to OLED, but micro LED is the longer-term goal. Apple first adopted OLED for the Apple Watch, followed by the iPhone and the iPad Pro. The MacBook Pro is expected to be next, intermixed with new iPad models with an OLED screen like the iPad Mini. The Supply Chain Report now explains that Apple is also making plans for an OLED iMac. The report suggests that things are currently at a very early stage, with Apple at this point mostly just doing research with display partners Samsung and LG for information on things like feasibility and cost associated with an OLED panel for an iMac. The report says that the OLED screen Apple specifically asked about is a 24-inch panel with 600 nits of brightness and 218 pixels per inch. This would make it 20% brighter than the current 24-inch iMac with the same resolution. There are two catches with this report, though. The first piece of bad news is the timeline. With things at such an early stage, development of this product wouldn't be complete until 2027 or probably 2028 at the earliest. The second catch is for people waiting impatiently for a long-rumored, larger-screened iMac of 30 to 32 inches, is that this specific OLED tech Apple wants to use doesn't currently support such large screens. That being said, we did talk yesterday about Apple's work on an iMac with an M5 Max chip, so it's entirely possible Apple is still working on that product with a larger display, but that product's screen might not be OLED, with Apple opting instead for either IPS LCD or maybe mini LED. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. We will be off all of next week for the holidays, so we'll be back on Monday, December 29th for a new week of Apple News. In the meantime, if you like the show, it's very, very helpful to us if you leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. You can follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And again, I'm back on December 29th for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.